know who'll be the best in the Eurovision Song Contest. Katie Boyle never sang, did she?
Ingrid Peters there with Über die Brücke again, Crossing the Bridge. That's Germany 1986 and a 2002 rendition of her entry from 1986 right here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Yes, welcome to the show. I'm Kieran Uri-Tutiert. And we are less than 2 weeks away from the Eurovision Song Contest. Oh, it's so exciting. We've got requests to play for you. We've got some news. We've got some brand new music as well from Eurovision artists from the alumni catalogue. We've also got the best of the rest and live and kicking coming up for you, and Rob's random request as well. So if you want to get in contact with us for a request for dedication, then we'd love it would be lovely to hear from you. And you can get in contact with us via Facebook, Twitter. No, not Twitter. Threads and Instagram. Bad habits, you see. They are very bad habits. I don't do things like that anymore. Well, personally, I do. I can't stop, really. It's like a drug. I suffer with social media missing outness, if that's even a word. It's not, is it? I know. No. Slaps on the wrist. However, let's move on to some new music, shall we? I love to play some new music for you. And we're going to head across the other side of Europe. We're going to
Greece.
And their winner of the Eurovision Song Contest in Kyiv, Ukraine, back in
2005.
Yes, it's Helena Paparizou. She's got a brand new song called Black Sunglasses, which is apparently a perfect breakup anthem filled with confidence and assertiveness. Yes. The sound of contemporary but the subtle tradition of Greek influences, characteristics which we obviously adore in her music. The song is called, as I say, Black Sunglasses. In Greek, it is Marva Gialaia. I hope I can pronounce that correctly. So it's Helena Paparizou, Beyond, and Sin Laurent. Sin Laurent. I want to say it in a French language, but I know I'm probably going to get it wrong. So anyways, here it is, 2 minutes and 37 seconds of Marine Helena Paparizou, Marva Galila. Black Sunglasses. That's better in her. Yeah. Kalinikta to all the Greeks.
Μου είπες μη μ' αφήνεις, μότε που σ' αγαπώ πια. Με πέτρες και καράβια δεν κολλάνε τα κομμάτια. Σε καθαρό για μένα, δεν θέλω άλλα δάκρυα. Κράτα εσύ όλες μου τις πληγές πριν γίνουνε σημάδια. Baby boy, what you want, tell me what you want. What you want, tell me what you want boy. What you want, tell me what you want. Τώρα ξέρω μέσα μου πια. Έχω φύγει μίλια μακριά. Μες στη νύχτα μαύρα γυαλιά. Μίσε εδώ μπροστά μου ξανά. Κι ό,τι είχαμε στο πλάνο, μόνη μου θα το κάνω. Μες στη νύχτα μαύρα γυαλιά. Μίσε εδώ μπροστά μου ξανά. Boy, what you want, tell me what you want. What you want, tell me what you want boy. What you want, tell me what you want. Να μου μιλήσεις, μα δεν με συγκινούν πια. Μηνύματα και κλήσεις δεν μου δείχνουν την αλήθεια. Ξεκάθαρο για μένα, δεν θέλω άλλα δάκρυα. Κράτα εσύ όλες μου τις πληγές, άσε μου τα διαμάντια. Baby boy, what you want, tell me what you want. What you want, tell me what you want boy. What you want, tell me what you want. Τώρα ξέρω μέσα μου πια. Έχω φύγει μίλια μακριά. Μες στη νύχτα μαύρα γυαλιά. Μίσε εδώ μπροστά μου ξανά. Κι ό,τι είχαμε στο πλάνο, μόνη μου θα το κάνω. Μες στη νύχτα μαύρα γυαλιά. Μίσε εδώ μπροστά μου ξανά. Boy, what you want, tell me what you want. Συγγνώμες και σ' αγαπώ στα αρχεία θετημένα.
Croatia.
Never.
Brudimir from Croatia in 1997 and the girl group ENI. Oh, great stuff there. And some really interesting sort of like look back at the 1997 contest with Croatia. So the late great Sir Terry Wogan did say that they looked like the Power Rangers. Yeah, they did a little bit, actually. A little bit. They didn't have a saber-toothed tiger, megazords, and Tyrannosaurus type things, remember? Yeah, none of that. No Rita Repulsa or Lord Zedd. Now that is an obscure reference on a Eurovision show. Yeah, here you go. If you're playing some type of a shot game, drink responsibly. Then, yeah, I'm sure there's something there ticked. Right, let's move on. And it's now time for a request from James Brett down in Worthing, West Sussex. Hello, James. Lovely to hear from you. And hello to Jason as well. Always a pleasure, Jason. And boys, down in Worthing, West Sussex, down the coast. Hello, I'm waving to you from Fareham here in Hampshire. Yes. Here on Forest FM 92.3, 98.9 and online. Remember, ask your smart speaker to play Forest FM. Yes. Right, all the details are on our website and how to listen to Forest FM are on our website, forestfm.co.uk. Anyways, James, your request, I apologise. We're going to go to the to this very country. It is going to be
the United Kingdom.
And a national final song from
2008.
She ended up coming second behind Andy Abraham and Even If. And she was very popular in the 90s with her music and her songs, which one of them was called Sweetness, if you remember. Sweetness and Do You Know, or Happy Just to Be With You, Freedom, Looking Up, I'll Find You. Oh, the list goes on and on and on. It's Michelle Gale, and with her song, which I thought would have been brilliant in Belgrade. No disrespect to Andy Abraham, because he is a fantastic singer and I always enjoy his music and his voice. Yes, the song wasn't very competitive. I don't know if this one would probably be any better, but you know, I like it. I like it too. So, James, thank you for your request. Here is Michelle Gale live from probably BBC Television Studios, I think it was, in 2008. Eurovision, Your Decision. Here is Michelle Gale with Woo, You Make Me.
All I know is that I like you, and I wonder if you like me too. We gotta have a conversation that won't get lost in the translation. Something that lets you know how you and I can be. Something that sums up all that you do.
you got money, or even if you got one pair of shoes. Cause baby, if you really want me, I can't afford to be without you, out you, out you, out you, out you, baby. How can I show you how good you and I can be? Yeah. How can I sum up all the things you do to me? You make me woo, yeah. You make me woo, yeah. Ow. You make me woo, yeah. You make me woo, yeah. Ow. You make me woo, yeah. You make me woo, yeah. Ow. You make me woo, yeah. You make me woo, yeah. Ow. You make me woo, hey. This man's got me. Hey. This man's got me.
Il est temps, tu fais ce qui te plaît.
France, 1975 there. A beautiful, beautiful song. That's Nicole Roux. I don't know if it's she's a relation to André Roux. You never know. And that was her beautiful song called Et Bonjour à toi l'artiste. Right here on the Eurovision Showcase. That came fourth for France after they withdrew in 1974 after President Pompidou passing away and not making it to Brighton for that contest because his funeral was the same day of the contest and the day of remembrance. So out of respect, France withdrew. But I did play their 1974 entry. I think I played it last week or the week before. It's terrible. I can't remember. Very bad of me. Anyways, Roberto is here. Hello, Rob.
Oh, René.
Oh, René. René.
René.
Oh, René. René.
René.
Oh. So, how's things for you? All right, dear.
Yeah.
Look forward to Eurovision.
I am. Only a few days till we fly off.
I know. We're going to go to Oslo, first of all, folks. So, next week's show is coming to you from Oslo.
Yeah, we'll be there a few days. And we're going to hire a car for a couple of days and do a bit of exploring outside of Oslo.
Mm-hmm.
See the Oslo Fjordingtons.
Yes.
And indeed. Pussycats are going to go to the cattery. Stanley is in the corner stretching. He doesn't know what's coming.
He doesn't, does he? The impending doom.
The impending doom.
Of a really lovely cattery in the middle of the Hampshire countryside.
Yeah, they've only been back a month since we went to France for a long weekend. So you're going to be all shocked. And then you've got a long wait till you go again, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Well, September.
Yeah. Yeah, because we don't really do things during the summer, do we?
No,
really?
It's too hot. And no, it's not too hot, no. It's just we like to go when it's not when there are less children around, if I'm honest. And also it's mm-hmm. cheaper.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, it's fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Because children make things a bit random. You're not good at the segues these days, dear.
No, well, I don't know when you're going to spring them up,
well,
dear.
Okay. You've got to keep on your toes.
Well, that true, yes, but... yeah. Anyway, I'm the host. Rude. You're the guest. Lower class than me.
Lower class.
How dare you.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
So as ever, I've got a hat full of countries and a hat full of European years, and I'm going to try and get a song. So if I dip my hand in the hat for the years. No, for the countries, sorry. For countries first. First.
Yes, first.
First.
Yes, get it right.
Latvia.
Latvia. Oh, we haven't had a Latvian entry for a little while in this part of the Eurovision Showcase. So,
one has been to Latvia before?
No, we haven't. We've been very relatively close-ish.
On the list. Yeah, Tartu isn't too far from the Latvian border. Right, okay, let's see if I can get a year.
Hang on, Rob, I've got to play the jingle.
Oh, sorry, dear.
Latvia.
Just in case everybody didn't know.
Oh, I've got one. 2017.
Oh, Triana Park, The Line.
Oh, this I like. It didn't qualify.
I know. We were so sad, weren't we?
This is a good rock song.
It is.
2017.
Very much so. I think it was really, really good. But it came last in its semi-final.
Ow. Madness. Madness.
Madness takes control. Just listen closely.
Yeah.
Just a little bit longer. Sorry, I'm doing my Damien impression.
Who are...
No, I don't think Damien did. You are just
a little bit more. You know what I'm looking for?
Well, I don't actually. Could you tell me, Rob? I'm not so sure.
You are looking for my feet, which are in my slippers. That's fine.
Oh, good. Well, at least they're hidden away.
They are. That's fine.
So basically, Rob, Joanna Park came to say hello to us at the 2017 contest. So should we hear from them?
We can.
Why not? Let's do it. Let's. Press play.
Hello, this is Triana Park from Latvia. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is our song, Line. Enjoy.
Oh, we will, won't we, Rob?
Make the most of it.
Yeah, it was a great tune, wasn't it?
It was a very good song. Get yourself jumping, bumping, rumping. Go in your gardens, throw your shirts off and start dancing around to it and swinging your shirts in the air around your head.
Oh. Okay. Bye, Rob. Thank you.
I'm going around in circles and the door's wide open. Boy, I still wanna see you. Days go by, I'm still hoping.
Joanna Park with Line, Latvia 2017, and this week's Rob's Random Request.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritutiot.
Well, yesterday was the very first day of rehearsals of Eurovision 2024. So if you would like to find out all of the details on that, and obviously today is day two, you can check out all of the rehearsals details on our news website, which is at eurovix.com, and you can find out what's going on. Now, over in Norway, they've been having like preview shows and having a little voting sequence between jury members and the public, etc. And interestingly, Ukraine's Aliona and Jerry Hale have won Adresse Malmo show 3. Ukraine came first with lots of 12 points and 10 points, as well as 1 set point. But there was one set of 12 and a few 7, 8s and 10s for France, who came second. Armenia came third, and then followed by Denmark, Portugal, Ireland and Malta. I see the Irish entry being quite a shock to the system for many people, so I don't know how it's going to do in Malmo, but I wish the Irish obviously all the very best. Really random thing here, but Ollie Alexander has promoted his participation at the Eurovision 2024 in the United States of America. He's gone the other way. Ollie, you should have gone over the North Sea, not the North Atlantic. Gosh. Anyways, I think he needs a geography lesson. despite question time. And so he's been on the Kelly Clarkson show. So just before rehearsals, the United Kingdom's Eurovision 2024 representative Ollie Alexander finished his promotional tour in the United States, and the singer appeared as a guest on the Kelly Clarkson show in New York City. Oh, great. I hope you had a good time. New commentators have been announced for the Czech Republic and also in Estonia. And lastly, over in Slovakia, they're not going to be broadcasting the show via TV, but they will be via radio. So if you're in Slovakia, you can listen to the Eurovision Song Contest this year via Radio FM. There you are. You have all been told.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hi, this is Aiko from the Czech Republic, and this is my song, Pedestal.
Hello, this is
Robert,
and we are from
Norway,
and this is our song,
Urban.
Baby Lasagna from Croatia, and this is my song Rim Tim Tagadim. Enjoy.
So, to all you Eurovision fans out there, welcome to Mama, where myself and the amazing Laloy Taloy will see you in May. Goodbye! Bloody hell. Let's go to Copenhagen for a pint of beer.
92.3, 98.9, and online. Ask your smart speaker to play Forest FM.
Spooky.
1991.
Bir aşk sanki en güzel anda.
dakika. Sana bana aynı aynı şey, ona buna aynı aynı şey. Haydi yaşayalım gel. Oh, ne olacak aynı olsa da, neşe dolu günle başka hayat, başka hayat. Gel bak sen de haydi bak, günler dönecekmiş gibi geçiyor oysa. Onu unutma, yine de yıllar geçecek aslında. Yaşa yeter ki gidene aldırma boya boya. İki dakika.
Dakika from Turkey, or Turkey, yeah, in 1991, right here on the Eurovision Showcase. A bit of legendary, nostalgic Turkey there. And the song, Ididikika, Ikidika, I think that's the right one, I think. So from Turkish into English, it means 2 minutes. But that song was 2 minutes 53, so yeah, you could probably say that's all right. But it's not exactly 2 minutes. Anyways, great song, and for Turkey, that ended up coming 12th at the 91 Eurovision Song Contest in Rome, Italy. Allora, allora, Mr. Neff, as you can imagine. Right, it's time to go on to another request, and it's from Javier Leal over the pond in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. I hope you're looking after our Ollie Alexander over there in North America. And you've requested the latest song from Rayleigh. Yes, Rayleigh was in Norway's Melody Grand Prix in 2020 and in 2021. Remember when she had that amazing song called Hero, which I still listen to this day and I love it. It's very 80s, like Dirty Dancing type of feel. That was amazing. That was my favourite, and I would have preferred that rather than Ticks. Personally, I know that's controversial. Anyway, so Rayleigh's brand new single is called Diamond in the Rough. The Diamond in the Rough. Do you remember that from Disney's Aladdin? So here is Rayleigh with Diamond in the Rough from Norway. For you, Javier Leal.
Let me tell you about a girl I used to know. I think you know her. She's in the mirror, looking back at you and hoping for the better. Oh, it goes up and down and left and right. Life's gonna shake ya, don't let it break ya. Cross my heart, I'm telling you, you're gonna make it. I know that you are gonna.
Diamond in the rough. Tonight,
It is now time for you and your fellow Eurovision Song Contest fans to celebrate songs that never made it through the national finals. It's time for
the best of the rest.
Indeed. Time for us to celebrate those songs that never made it to the Eurovision Song Contest. Oh, sad times. But this is where we celebrate them, okay? There's some fantastic tunes out there, and I'm going to play one of them for you now. So let's go over to
Denmark.
And Dansk Melody Grand Prix, the Danish Eurovision National Final, all the way back in
1984.
Yes. Now, Kirsten and Søren, or Hot Eyes, also known, they sang the song Didi-di. And they came back from Luxembourg with a fourth place in 1984. Amazing, amazing. This song is quite legendary in Denmark, I've been told. It came fifth out of 10 in Dansk Melody Grand Prix, and apparently it's quite iconic. It's from the singer Lesia, and the song I'm going trying to pronounce in Danish, which is Det in Hemlighed, which I believe is It's a Secret from Danish into English. Let's see what Google Translate says.
Det in Hemlighed.
Oh, okay. There we go. Right. It's a sweet song. It's lovely. I hope you enjoy this. And it's in Danish, which is even better. Yes, it's not Italian. It's Danish.
For air and
stunning little song, isn't it? Lissia with De Hemlien. Right here on the Eurovision Showcase, time for part two.
Quick Sticks, Kieran. It's time for part two of The Best of the Rest.
Indeed. So let's move swiftly on. I fancy a bit of a summery song. I don't know about you. You're probably thinking, oh, yes, it's that song, Kieran. Yes, it is. I'm going to play it. So here we go.
Spain.
Viva España, back in
2017.
For me, it might be up there, probably as the most criminal national final that there has ever been. And this song came second in its national final, though it won the popular vote, the televote, but shockingly, the jury actually got the final word over it. That's what they did in Spain back then. Naughty. So here is Morella with Contigo. Yeah? Justice for Morella, I say.
Los sueños al aire, los miedos al mar, lo volvemos a intentar. Las penas al fuego, la playa en San Juan, lo bueno está por llegar. Jamás di por perdido mi amor.
Manos al cielo, los pies para errar, no importará dónde irán. Si ladran de lejos, es una señal, tú y yo cabalgamos más. Jamás di por perdido mi amor, amor contigo, contigo, contigo.
It's Mirella with Contigo for the Spanish National Final in 2017. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase, celebrating the Eurovision Song Contest in all its glory from right in the beginning of 1956 to the present day. And the next contest coming up in a couple of weeks in Malmö, Sweden, the 7th, the 9th and the 11th of May. And I will be there on the ground waving my little Union Jack and probably my Irish tricolour as well. Right, Robert Bostrom in Gothenburg, Sweden. It is time for your request. And we're going to head over across the Baltic from where you are over to this beautiful country called
Estonia.
And the national final Eurolaul in
2002.
The song is called Another Country Song and it's sung by Nightlight Duo and Cowboys. This came second in their national final and I do hope that you enjoy it. We'll be right back.
the sweat and blood after a long rainy day. All of us know where to go. There's a place just on the way. The time has come to set things right. We leave our worries behind and start to dance. So take the chance and be as you want to be. In this old saddle, when time is flying by, the time is right to celebrate the troubles vanish soon and worries get sick and die. Come on, it's party time for a nickel or a dime. We got all the fun, the show is going on. We're all improving while the band is playing this country song. Profiles, but not with a cannon or gun. So no harm done, be it dust, there is still a place for us. In this old saloon, the time is flying by, the time is right to celebrate our troubles vanish soon and worries get sick and die. Show is going on. We're all improving while the band is playing this country song. Oh yeah. Come on, it's party time for a nickel or a dime. We got all the fun. The show is going on. We're all improving while the band is playing this country song.
Wow, that was cheesy. Thank you very much, Robert Armstrong. Oh my goodness me, that's so of its time of 2002. Goodness me.
Let's begin. The Eurovision Song Contest is about to begin.
Thank you, Annalie, my Marco.
It's time to dive into our live performance from the Eurovision Song Contest with Live or Kicking.
Ireland.
With your host, Keira Nouri Toutiet.
Yeah, so as we go, it is our final song, and it's the second place entry of the 1967 Eurovision Song Contest in Vienna, Austria. Here is the live rendition of Live and Kicking. This is Sean Dunphy with If I Could Choose.
They envy me my hills of Clare, the white gulls calling in the soft sea air. So much to lose, and yet I'd leave the hills of Clare and live in a desert if I had you there. What would I lose if I could choose? If I could choose a place to walk with you, I'd choose the longest road, and it would lead us to a house that no one knew. Bellows by the fire, and the turf smoke rising higher than the lark that wings and always sings of you. If I could choose a time to talk with you, I'd choose the longest day. And over all the hills of Clare, I'd shout the news. I would tell them how a day could last forever, and I'd never leave your side if I could choose. If I could choose a time to talk with you, I'd choose the longest day. Over all the hills of Clare, I'd shout the news. I would tell them how a day could last forever, and I'd never leave your side if I could choose.
Sean Dunphy there with If I Could Choose, right here on the Eurovision Showcase. What a beautiful performance, what a beautiful song, and quite rightly a lovely second place for Ireland there in 1967, just behind Sandy Shaw's Puppet on a String for the United Kingdom, who won that year. Right, take care of yourselves, and thank you very much for joining me, Kieran O'Ritasiot, for this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase, right here on Forest FM 92.3, 98.9, and online. Find out more about the show right here, this show, head over to esechowcase.com. That's it for me. Arrivederci, au revoir, chafi de saint vislat, dobi denya, gognat, and adios, and I will see you next Sunday in Oslo, Norway. We're going to the 2024 Eurovision Song Contest. I know it's in Malmo, but, you know, we got to go and do these things. You've never been to Norway, so it's a better excuse than ever than crossing the North Sea. Bye, everyone. Toodaloo.
Celebrating the world's biggest live music event.
With Kieran O'Ritasiot.
The Eurovision Show.